biggest challenge is the calendar. There, you know, these venues are glorious that everybody's trying to get in there, and the opera gets a big chunk of the calendar, and then there's the Broadway series, and then, you know, there's the resident companies. This is all with the AT&T Performing Arts Center. So we all have to communicate and work together, and every year it's a different kind of a challenge, and every year it gets a little bit better. But, you know, like this year was a real challenge finding the dates in the Opera House. City Performance Hall is a spectacular venue. It's getting really used a lot. So we have to weigh it out. Like, if I'm bringing someone into the Opera House, generally, unless it's a really big name company like American Ballet Theatre or Alvin Ailey or Twyla Tharp, everything that goes in the Opera House for us will be a single night. Just because of the expense of it and the capacity. You know, there's 2,300 seats. If I sold that many, if I sold it out, I would be thrilled. But the reality of selling out that venue more than one night is very limited, except for companies like Alvin Ailey or American Ballet Theatre, something that has become a real institution. So generally, if we're in the Opera House, we're there for one night. If we're in City Performance Hall, we're there. We have to be two nights because subscribers alone will sell out virtually a whole night. And we want to make sure the general public gets in. So hopefully, I mean, that's a good problem to have. So we will hopefully, you know, this will continue, and maybe things will continue to grow and the dance audience will grow and we'll start doing three nights if we're at City Performance Hall. But it is great, and it also affects the kind of work we can bring. There are some companies that are coming in the upcoming season that require a more intimate hall. So they weren't even under consideration for me. As I had my list of available dates in the two venues, there's a roster of artists that I don't even consider for the big hall because they're the wrong kind of art for that hall. You need to be closer. It needs to be a more intimate performance. So those guys are only on the list for the smaller venue. So it's a process. You know, it's a big jigsaw puzzle putting this all together. And you know, but it's great. I mean, we're excited about it.